Let's go right to the phones and pick up Jessalyn in Modesto, California, and she's got a question about her daughter. Are you there, Jessalyn?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Fine. I'm glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
My daughter, she's 24.
Okay.
And within the last year, she's been having some panic attacks.
Okay.
And she never had them previously, just, you know, here within the last year or two.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there is, you know, anything that she could take for that.
Well, it should be a fairly easy thing to deal with since there's no history of it. So the first question I would have is she on some weird diet? How much does she weigh? Is she doing any new physical activity? First of all, what does she weigh?
Let's see. She's very, like, petite. She's, like, 5'2". She may weigh maybe 110 pounds.
Okay. So she's not overweight. She hasn't been on any weird diet lately. Is that right?
No, but she doesn't really eat like she should. You know, she's always on the go.
Eats poorly. Okay, well, the body is now saying that's not satisfactory anymore. So what I would do here, the first thing that I would do is try to get her to consume kidney beans, pinto beans, black beans, or buckwheat so that we can get some sulfur into her. And
right.
If she has difficulty digesting these or she gets intestinal gas or there's some issue, then you're going to have to go, instead of the beans, you're going to have to go to buckwheat. Buckwheat is the only grain that is loaded with sulfur. Sulfur tends to calm us down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the neurotransmitter modulators, okay, number one. Number
mm-hmm.
two is magnesium. Now, the problem with magnesium is if we get exhausted, then we excrete magnesium, and now we can again have irregular heartbeat, we can have panic attack, all kinds of things can happen. So
mm-hmm.
on the magnesium, the first question is, does she sleep 5 straight hours without waking to urinate or for any reason?
Sometimes and sometimes not.
Okay, see, there you're going to see this issue when she goes a couple days without sleeping, the 5 hours. Now adrenaline will be very low. You can help the body boost adrenaline by getting something called Max Stress B. Start her out at 1/4 teaspoon and maybe build her up to a full teaspoon per day. And she
mm-hmm.
mixes that in 16 ounces of water and sips that after breakfast.
Okay.
And what we're looking for here, though, is why does she not sleep the 5 hours? If she's getting up to urinate, then we need to work on that. And a junk diet, which does not provide bioflavonoids, which is the normal heat shield on the spacecraft for the ureter or the bladder, could set her up so that she's waking up to pee. If that's happening,
mm-hmm.
then we need to get her on to something like multipollen and maybe give her, you know, 2 multipollen breakfast and dinner. And then what should happen is within a few days, if there's nothing else wrong, she should now not wake up and get 5 or less hours sleep. That'll boost up the adrenaline. That'll hold the magnesium. Then if she starts eating some beans, we should see this thing take a hike, okay?
Oh, okay.